everyone on Audio Boom, it's Emily from Fashionista, and I wanted to do a boom today because I haven't done one in a while, and today has been a really exciting day, and I've also got a few little updates to give you guys, so I thought I would do a boom because why not? It's currently the evening on a Friday. I'm in bed with a cup of tea. I've been working on a blog post, and tomorrow I've got to go into work, so you know, it's a cozy Friday evening. Right, so basically, the first two things are admin and things about my blog and that kind of thing, so they're just kind of general kind of updates and things. On Tuesday I put up my video, which was a Lush Valentine's Day haul on my YouTube channel. Usually my videos go up every Sunday at 9 a.m, but because I was in Bath for the earlier part of last week, so for the sort of the end part of January, I didn't have time to film anything, and then I was really busy with uni work over the weekend, so I didn't get a chance to film anything, so that's why the video's got up later. And then I'm also going to be doing a video on this Sunday, so my video's been scheduled to go up at 9 o'clock, so there's a new video going up on Sunday as per usual. And I also wrote a blog post on my review of the Hourglass ambient lighting palette that went up a couple of days ago, and that is basically about my views and whether it's worth the hype. So that went up because I'm going to be making more of a conscious effort to do a lot more beauty reviews, because I miss doing that kind of thing, and I do like doing my disability videos and talking about that, but I don't make a point of doing solely disability. I like to mix it up because I did start off as a fashion and a beauty blogger. That's where my, not where my loyalties lie, but that's where I began, that's my roots, and that's what I kind of began as. So the disability stuff is a sideline. I do like doing it, I do enjoy doing it, but I do like to be able to go back to what I started off with. So I'm going to be doing lots of reviews because I've got lots of things that I've got for Christmas that I want to review, like palettes and things, and I've also been sent some stuff as well that I want to review, which is what actually one of the things I want to talk about in this boom, which I'll get onto in a minute. So that's that. So expect to see a lot more reviews. I will keep doing my disability related topics, but I do like doing the beauty and the fashion side, so I am going to start going back towards that for a bit. So with that out of the way, I also just want to give a shout out to two YouTubers, because as you guys know, I now have this new kind of initiative where I ask you guys if you would like to, or if you have time, if you would like to close caption one of my YouTube videos on the community contribution setting on YouTube, I will give you guys a shout out. So I wanted to give a shout out to two YouTubers who have just done that. So the first one is Glenn from Will I Never, who is one of my very, very lovely followers, who has now transcribed 12 episodes or YouTube channels, 12 YouTube videos, I believe. So he did two for me over the last week or so. He did a video which was my sharing awkward moments video for the In the Awkward campaign, and then he also did a video which was on the visually impaired people's tag, so he transcribed that one as well. So thank you so much, Glenn, you are a superhero. And then a new person who has transcribed an episode of my YouTube channel very kindly is a YouTuber called Living Able, and this YouTuber makes really great videos about access, disability awareness and inclusion, and they transcribed my episode where I was basically sharing my views on how not to be awkward about disability for the End the Awkward campaign. So thank you so much to both of you guys. I really appreciate your support. I really appreciate that you took the time out to do that for me. It always means a lot when people do things like that, because that's valuable time out of their day. So it's the least I can do to give them a shout out. So do be sure to go and give them a follow, and you know, go and say hi to them and whatnot, and subscribe to their social media. Both Well I Never and Living Able are on Twitter. Living Able is on Facebook, and then both of them are on YouTube. So now that I have got all of the official admin done, I now want to move on to talking about something that happened today, and it's very exciting, and I wanted to just share my experiences with you. Now, I have known about this for the last week, but I was not able to say anything about it because it was kind of a bit hush hush, a bit private, whatnot. But basically, there is a police siren or an ambulance going past my house. Okay, so basically, today I went to Croydon, to the Superdrug that's opened there with my mum. We was invited down there by the press team that I have worked with Superdrug, because the lovely, lovely, lovely Sam and Nick Chapman of Real Techniques, aka Pixie Woo on YouTube, were down there doing a masterclass, and I was invited as a blogger. So that was really exciting. That's what I was down there for. You might have seen on my Facebook or Instagram or Twitter, I was posting about it. I had a really amazing evening. I really learned a lot from Sam and Nick Chapman. They were really, really, you know, fantastic with their tips. They know their stuff quite clearly. They've been doing it for long enough, and they have their own brush line, so you know, they make the most amazing makeup brushes. I use them a lot, actually, on a lot of my videos, so it was lovely being able to go and see them in action live. That was really cool. I got some pictures, I got some really good tips, so I'm going to be doing a blog post on, you know, the evening and some of my tips that I got from it. And I'll probably be talking about on that on Insight Radio, so do be sure to keep a lookout for that. I was also given very kindly a gift card to spend in the store by the PR team, and they also gave me some goodies from their, you know, their collection, obviously, because the PR team, they get lots of different things from the brands they work with. So I got things from Gosh, I got things from the Real Techniques line, obviously the new things they've brought out. I got things from Makeup Revolution, so I've got loads of things. So I might possibly do a sort of a drugstore haul, because I've got quite a lot of stuff to share with you. So that was really fun. I had a really cool evening, and it was really kind of the PR team to invite me down there. So thank you for that. I really enjoyed myself. I am also going to another event. I'm going to the Gosh Copenhagen bloggers event next Tuesday. So I'm really excited to be going to that, because I like going to bloggers events. So that's going to be like a makeup event where they're going to be talking about the new spring summer sort of beauty trends. So that'll be really fun. So I will definitely be blogging about that as well. So you'll have quite a few makeup blogs coming up. So I think that's really pretty much it, to be honest. That's all I have to say at the moment. I have been planning out some new kind of YouTube videos and blogs and that. I've been getting a lot of requests to do things on my experiences about working with Lush. Quite a lot of you have requested that. I will be doing that soon, but I'm planning out what kind of things I'm going to be creating. So, you know, will I do about my tips for applying for Lush, my experiences about working Lush with a disability, because a lot of you want to know how that works and how that's been working for me. So I'm going to be doing it. Don't worry, I'm not going to ignore you. I am going to do it. Definitely, of course I am. But I just need to plan out what exactly I'm going to be talking about. And suffice it to say, it's going to be positive videos, because I've had a great experience. I've always, you know, been saying about it on my channel for the last couple of months, how great my experiences have been with working with Lush. So, you know, I will be doing that soon as well. So yeah, that's pretty much it for today, to be honest. I'm just going to go and continue to write my blog, and I'm going to drink tea. And yeah, I'm just going to post some pictures on Instagram. I posted one earlier, actually. One of my brushes that I was given by the PR team, I had engraved at this event, because they were doing brush engraving. So cool. And I had my blog name put on it, on my Real Techniques brush. So I put a picture of that on Instagram, and it got a like by Sam Chapman, which was pretty cool. So yeah, no, that was really fun. So I have an engraved brush, which is always really nice. So that is pretty much it. I'm going to finish it for tonight. Hope you guys all have an amazing weekend, whatever you're getting up to, whether you're working or whether you are a lucky thing and you are going to be at home doing what you want. But yeah, have a great weekend. Don't forget, my new video is going up at 9 a.m. on Sunday. And I will see you guys in my next boom. Bye.